Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure, first of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. African American or black? And may I ask what's your age?
41.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I always vote. I've voted in every opportunity since I turned 18.
Okay. So you would say that you're definitely voting. Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
And I please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's kind of vague.
Do you lean somewhere more satisfied, dissatisfied, very satisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Can I skip that one? Because that's too vague. Like,
sure. We can not skip one, but we will not record your answer then. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I don't love how these questions are very yes or no. They're not. There's too nuanced for that. Some of what he's doing, I'm fine with. Some
this
of
is
what
approve
I'm doing,
or disapprove,
I'm not fine with.
No yes or no.
Right, yeah. But approve or disapprove is like very black and white. When the situation is not.
Yeah, we appreciate your feedback, and we will let our supervisor know. But just to move forward with the course of the survey, I cannot change that. Is that, you know, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat approve, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Project 2025, from 0 to 100.
And 0 is, I think it's garbage, and 100 is, I like it a lot.
Pretty much, right. Favorable, unfavorable, warm, favorable. Mm-hmm. 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. 50 means not particularly warm or cold. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Project 2025.
Can I be negative?
No. Just 0 to 100 is the scale.
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Kamala Harris?
And this is from 0 to 100. So all the numbers in between 0 and 100.
That is correct.
We'll go with 62.
It's Tammy Baldwin.
88.
Donald Trump.
Can't go negative, so I'll go 0.
The Democratic Party.
42.
The Republican Party.
3.
Joe Biden?
41.
Thank you so much. And now moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
So my options are Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Green Party,
Cornel
Jill Stein,
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., exactly, and Jill Stein.
Maybe actually, or, all right, whatever. I'd probably vote for Harris.
Kamala Harris,
those
okay.
Are my
and
options.
Now, I'm going to read, yes. We're limited at those options, but thank you. Your opinions are very important. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to discriminate against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10.
God.
Any number from 0 to 10 on how convinced you are to support her.
So, you're asking me, I just want to get this straight, you're asking me if that statement, whether or not it's true or false, doesn't matter, but whether that statement would convince me to vote on, for her.
If it would convince you to, yeah, if it's a convincing reason to support her for president, and you may use 0 if it's not convincing, 5 if it's somewhat convincing, or 10 if it's a convincing reason to support her. President.
So the statement is that she's promising insulin at $35 for...
That's the quote. Yeah, exactly. That's a quote. That's
that doesn't
the
tell
statement.
Me what demographic. That doesn't tell me how that's achieved.
So
like,
any number from 0 to 10.
I'm a person that, like, research and does facts, but a statement is never going to convince me of anything. I have to research it and see where it actually comes from, what is a true statement, if it...
So what number will you use between 0 and 4 then? You can find it in convincing.
But that's not a fair question because...
It's not a question, it's in a statement.
Right, like, she said that, and you're asking me whether or not that statement is convincing to me, but if we're asking me specifically, no statements are going to convince me because I'm going to do my own research. So that
yeah,
is not
but
a
we
fair
have...
polling question. That's not a fair polling question for me because it would make me say, well, it's not convincing, but that's not what the question is because I'm not going to be convinced.
Unfortunately, we cannot record your answer like that. It doesn't make sense. From 0 to 10, please. Any number.
I don't have a number for you because that's not...
Oh, you will need to know, unfortunately, in this circumstance, from 0 to 10.
Then I guess we're done with the survey if I can't. Like, I mean, I'm trying to help you with this. Answer your questions, but these questions are...
These are not questions. These are statements.
These statements that you want me to have an opinion on, that you can grade, are
yeah,
not...
We want to rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Very simple.
You want me to rate the statement on whether or not it will convince me to vote. And I'm telling you, no statements ever.
Looked like you understood correctly.
No statements ever convince me to vote. But then when you have look at the data, it would say that that statement means I'm not going to vote for her.
Yeah, your opinion is important. We'll let him know that to our supervisor, but yeah, I cannot do anything other than input a number here from 0 to 10.
Please. Right. I don't have a number for you because that's not... I don't have a number for you.